PIAA playoff basketball is on the air.
Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's District 1 6A quarterfinal playoff game is between the number 3 seed Lower Marion Aces and the number 6 seed Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates. Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young. For all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media. Home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, special guest play-by-play announcer Daryl Dabas, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, fans, March Madness has come about a week early to Lower Marion. If you want excitement, if you want a great contest, who needs to wait for a state final? We have it in the PIAA District 1 Class 6A Boys Quarterfinal. This could very easily be a title game, but it is a quarterfinal matchup to see who moves on to the semis between the number 3 seed Aces of Lower Marion and the Clippers, the 6th seed from Chester High School. Good evening, everyone. Daryl Dobas with you. Proud to be, well, for the first time in 15 years, working with Mike Mayer and the crew here at DelcoHoops.com. And we have a game that should be absolute excitement from jump to gun, as two storied programs here in southeastern Pennsylvania and all of Pennsylvania are getting ready to battle in the gorgeous Kobe Bryant Gymnasium here on the campus of Lower Marion High School. Jim started building an add-on to the old school in 2008, completed in 2010. And if you have an opportunity to watch Lower Marion in general, come out and see them if your team is playing. It is a fantastic arena to watch a game, and two outstanding teams will be taking place on this floor tonight. What is at stake? Well, the winner of tonight's game will move on to Tuesday's semifinal to Lea Corus Center on the campus of Temple University. The winner will get the winner of number 7, Methacton, on the road. The Warriors are taking on number 2, Coatesville. Now, the loser gets a little tricky here. 10 seeds allowed out of District 1 in boys basketball. Was 11 last year, but is down to 10 this year. And in the playbacks from here on out, it is higher seed hosting. If Chester, the 6th seed, loses, they will host a playback on Tuesday only if Perkiomen Valley and Methacton both lose. Perkiomen Valley is an 8th seed. They are taking on Abington today, the top seed in District 1. Perkiomen Valley, as we will see later, Perkiomen Valley is the 8th seed going there. Methacton, as we mentioned, is at number 2, Coatesville. Now, if Lower Marion, the higher seed here today, loses, even though they're the 3 seed, they will not host a playoff game in the playback, at least the first round, if Abington and Coatesville both lose. Abington the 1 seed, Coatesville the 2. If both of them lose and the 3 seed Lower Marion loses, Coatesville will get the highest remaining seed, or Abington will get it, Coatesville, and Lower Marion will play at Coatesville. A lot at stake here right now, a lot going on. We'll try to keep you up to date throughout Twitter. You can follow us at Delco Hoops. Of course, you're listening on the web, you're already there, DelcoHoops.com. Joined by Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman. Mike, bring you in here at this point. Chester, just a storied program. 18 appearances in the state final alone. This is one of the greatest programs ever to participate in basketball in the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that we started this whole process was because when we looked at, after doing AvonFootball.net, we wanted to look at what kind of, you know, what would be the natural sport to go to. Basketball was the second most popular. And what better place to do basketball than Delaware County, considering the history? And part of that history was, of course, Lower Marion, which is technically not in Delaware County. They're in Montgomery County. But they were close enough. They were part of the Central League, which is dominated by Delaware County teams. And, of course, Chester, which has been in the program and been a dominating basketball team for years. So, and it's turned out well. As everybody knows, we've had over a million hits in 7 years. So, obviously, we hit a nerve. People are listening. They're tuning into our programs. You know, the game of the week has been very successful. So, the bottom line is you couldn't ask for a better matchup. Of course, it was harder to come by for a few years because both teams were in different classifications. Now they're in the same, and I'll tell you, there are years past where this contest was a state championship or could have been a state championship. So we expect just outstanding basketball tonight at almost every level. We hope both teams are in top shape. Chester is very, very quick. They don't have the height necessarily they've had in past years, but they certainly have the quickness, and they are, you know, the whole team is shooters. Lower Marion has the height. They have big bodies in there. They're great shooters, and they'll run with Chester if they have to. I think they'd prefer to slow it down, but we'll see what happens. I suspect Chester's going to come out at a mile a minute. Lower Marion's going to try to control a little bit more, take a little bit more controlled shots, and we'll see what the three-pointers look like. Both teams have great capabilities, but if they get cold, they're going to have to get into the paint and make the shots and the layups, and that will bring fouls and will bring potential issues for both teams. So we'll see what they're able to do. We'll see how hot they all are.
Chester, you talk about hot right now. They're coming off a win at Plymouth White Marsh on Tuesday, 77-73. Their 14th consecutive win, and while they may not be the tallest they've been, they have a very good big man inside. Zamir Carroll, the junior, 6'5 forward, battled the Florida State-bound 7'3 Naheem McLeod out of PW. Only allowed him 14 points, 9 rebounds, 9 points for Carroll, and that's the most he's had since the fourth game of the season. 19-4 for the Clippers under head coach Keith Taylor, senior, 10-0 in the Del Valle League. Meanwhile, the Marion Aces is a 3-seed, 22-2, 16-0, blowing through the Central League. Their last game was Tuesday against Conestoga. Not quite an easy win. Conestoga hanging tough to the final 3 minutes, but a 65-56 win for the Aces, and the big key for them, they went 19 of 20, did Lower Marion, on free throws in that contest to help pull away down the stretch. The big man, Steve Payne, 13 points against Conestoga, but 8 in the fourth, the four-year starter, team leader in assists, 1,000-point scorer, Division II, looking in that direction here. He's also the third leading scorer in the history of the boys' program here at Lower Marion. Quick look at the starting lineups here. First for the host, Aces of Lower Marion under head coach Greg Downer. We'll be looking at the aforementioned Steve Payne, 6'2 senior guard. Again, scored 13 against Conestoga. Jack Forrest, 6'5 senior guard, scored 22 against Conestoga, did most of his damage in the first half. Darryl Taylor, a 6-foot senior guard. He will help round out the backcourt. Matt O'Connor, another guard. A lot of guards here on this Lower Marion team. 6'4 senior for Matt. He had only 6 points, but they were both from long distance. And Joshua Martin, 10 points against Conestoga. 3-year varsity starter. Leads the team in rebounds. The 6'4 senior center. Your projected starters here for Chester. If Andrew is handing me the information, I'm thinking here. And maybe a bit of a surprise here. Michael Smith, the senior guard, not listed as a starter here initially. They will have Rami Gilbert, the 5'10 junior guard.
Oh, updated.
And from, there you go, Andrew.
From Matt DeGeorge, starters for Chester. Number 2, Michael Smith.
Oh, number 1, Michael.
Number 1,
Michael Smith.
Oh, there we go.
5'11 senior guard. Number 4, 6'4 guard, junior Akeem Taylor. Number 5, senior guard, 6'3, Ramad Dejarnet. And number 15, 6'5 forward, junior Zamir Carroll. And number 30, 6'4 sophomore forward, Carell Watkins.
So Javen Graham, the 6'2 senior forward who has gotten a lot of starting time throughout the season, not listed as one of the starters for Keith Taylor. So they're going with some big guys here, including the sophomore getting one of his biggest starts in his young career. Had 24 points on 10 of 16 shooting. So it looks like, Mike, they're going to try to see if the hot hand is still hot.
Well, they're going to see if the hot hand, and they're going to try to throw some bodies at Lower Marion as well in hopes of of keeping them out of the paint. I'll tell you, the one thing that Laura Marion's been doing all year long, they tend to play to their competition, which I'm sure is giving their coaches fits. But the reality is they seem to come in and play, you know, they do what they have to do. We've seen them play a couple of times this year, and both times it was like they were much more relaxed. They didn't seem to have a sense of urgency. They just stayed in the game, and then basically sewed it up in the middle of the third quarter and on to the fourth quarter. So, of course, playing against Chester is not a way you want to do that, but that'll be up to them. We'll see how the changes that Chester's looking to make is going to play out.
At the risk of two school districts getting mad at me for ignoring them, I'm really not. One of them happens to be in my backyard here. The other game going on, eight teams left. All these teams have made the states. It's just a matter of whether you win the district and where you're seated throughout. Penridge, a four seed, the Rams hosting the Eagles of Norristown, who, while I need to be totally independent as a three-sport official, I can say absolutely destroyed my school district, Central Bucks West, the 21 seed, in a game last week. CB West trying to play in through the 9-10 bracket in the playbacks. We will take a timeout. We'll pay some bills. When we come back, it'll be tip-off here from Lower Marion. The Aces, the Clippers, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, keeping in Los Angeles, it's the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium. Of course, the Black Mamba here, a graduate and member of the first state title team, 1996. What a great crew that was. Got triple teamed the whole game. And the reserve players, the additional players, his teammates, even though he scored 19 points, were the reason why they were a winner by 5, 48-43 against Erie Cathedral Prep in the final back in 1996. And again, if you ever get a chance, it's not big. It's not like it's some grandiose, looks like the Staples Center. However, it is a well-done gymnasium, right, and atrium area and the whole bit.
It's not a palace. It's a very nice high school gymnasium.
It's a penthouse, not a palace.
Right.
But it is. I walked in, and I have a thing for baseball, football, fields, whatever. You know, how good they look. And this one really fits the bill.
Okay, we're going to a commercial break for the Star Spangled Banner.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
An overflow crowd here at the Bryant Gymnasium. The student section of the Aces to our immediate right. The crowd still coming in, still trying to make its way into this facility. And I'm sure they are turning people away somewhere outside the door. But again, hey, get your smartphone. Get on whatever app, Google, Safari, whatever. DelcoHoops.com. Tell your friends, tell your family. Listen in on the game if you're shut out or cut off. You can catch all the action right here with Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, Daryl Dobis. Thrilled that they have invited me to a fantastic game. And I'll tell you, Mike, this has really been tough for me this year. You got me on IR. Right now, I've been fortunate enough where I would be working in the girls' end somewhere in districts today. But you caught me with an Achilles injury this year. Had surgery after Thanksgiving. So I made me available, and I am quite glad you have brought me on board.
I was actually shocked. I said to a couple people, I'm going to go ahead and send a note out, but he's not going to come all the way down here for that.
I will go anywhere for a game, man. As we talked it off the air here, I've gone to some strange places, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Toledo, Ohio. I'll go wherever. If it's good ball in any sport, I will go. As they are announcing the lineups here, and again, we'll go over them real quick. Steve Payne, Jack Forrest, Daryl Taylor, Matt O'Connor, and Joshua Martin getting the call here to start for the Aces. You'll see Julian Harrison, a 6'2 senior guard, coming off the bench, a two-year varsity player, and Theo Henry, a four-year varsity member, coming off the bench, as well as the primary guys here for the Aces of Lower Marion. Lower Marion in the home white with the burgundy trim and numerals. The Clippers of Chester in their traditional black with orange trim and numbers. And when they get rolling, when they were at their heyday, not that they're bad now, but when they're at their heyday, it was press, 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 and an absolute blur. And the men there are going to have to run like a blur tonight. One of my buddies from my chapter in basketball, Ben Moore, flanked to his right, the yard today, John Prisplinski, and Pat Tobler. Congratulations, gentlemen, on getting this assignment. It is a plum one. We are stationed in the corner on the Lower Marion side, at least defensively, to start here. So if you are looking at your radio dial or your computer screen, go to the left side. Look across. And that's the direction Chester's going to be coming right at you. Pair of 30s jumping it up to start. Martin and Watkins for the Clippers. Perplinski throws it up. Tipped off. We are underway here. Ball falls down. Still waiting for possession. Picked up by Chester. Coming out with it, Desjarnett. Lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebound put back quickly. The man who started the tip is Carell Watkins. And just like that, we got a 2-0 lead here for Chester. Press being shown. Broken by Lower Marion. They break it. Steve Payne with the ball. Hands it off to Jack Forrest, the 6'5 senior guard. Picked up in a man-to-man on a weave. Gives it over to Taylor. Taylor, they swing it back. Taylor still has it on the dribble. Hands it off to Payne. No shot clock in the high school game, at least in the state of Pennsylvania. So you could see long possessions here as now Carroll will pick up Payne right near the timeline on the Lower Marion logo. Almost a minute gone by here in the first quarter. Only points just scored by Watkins of Chester. As losing the ball is Taylor. Shot up, no good. Taylor gets the rebound. His shot, no good. Rebound pulled down, and out with it will come Smith. Smith pushing the action. Once a three from the right elbow. Good! And Chester off to the 5-0 lead.
Boy, that was an NBA three there. That was a big shot.
1-2-1-1. Full court press being shown here by Chester. Long pass left side. Broken up with it is Taylor. Taylor, skip pass. Right elbow jumper. Taylor, three ball. Rattles out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Martin. Not a good start here. 0-for-3 shooting right now for Lower Marion. Short right corner jumper. That's a horrible jumper right there by Carroll. Rebound brought down and pushed out here by Lower Marion with 6.5 to go in quarter number one. 5-0 Chester. Pulling up his dribble is Payne. Gets it out to the left side to Forrest. Forrest gets a screen. Pulls up straight away. Hands it off for the left hand. Three by O'Connor. That one's short, no good. Rebound pulled down. Nice one by Martin. Martin up and under move. Good, and they're on the board. Quickly the other way. Chester pushing the action. Layup. Smith no good. And three men tying up the ball. Jump ball will be called, and the arrow will favor Lower Marion.
Strong aggression out there on the court. Exactly what we expected. Lots of arms, lots of elbows.
So Lower Marion will inbound full court again. 1-2-2 press. Really heavy this time. Trying to swing it around. It'll be Taylor. Gets it over to Payne. Payne driving the paint. Trying to get around a charge. Lays it up and good. Steve Payne, as he had to duck around the attempted charge draw there of Carroll. And it's now 5-4. Left wing jumper. That one too strong. No good. Rebound pulled down by Carroll. His turn around the paint. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Payne. First two buckets made, now missing the last four is Chester, and now driving from the right wing and laying it off the glass, and good will be Forrest. And the first lead of the game is 6-5 here for Lower Marion. As into the corner and right into our cameraman here from the Inquirer, a turnover here against Chester.
I think he's from the Daily Times, actually.
Oh, did I miss the guy from the – I saw the guy from the Inquirer.
The Inquirer, yeah. I don't know if it's camera. Reporter.
You know what? The cameras all look the same.
That's right.
Well, hey, got to get the Delco Times in there, one of the sponsors there on the
Absolutely.
DelcoHoops.com page. Behind the back dribble, trying to get free was Forrest. Couldn't do it, has to give it up to Payne. Way outside on the Bulldog logo. They're called the Aces, but on the floor it's the Bulldogs. And now foul will be called, and I think we got an illegal screen. And they will call it, and I believe they got Jack Forrest. And a call away from the play there by Przeplinski. John Przeplinski, your R today. So Chester with the basketball, their first deficit here, 6-5. Coming straight at us with the dribble between his legs, can't go anywhere, is Akeem Taylor. Swings it back up top to Desjardins. Back over to Taylor, and they'll slow things down a little bit. Tell you what, Mike, you said Chester's not as tall as they used to be. They look pretty tall to me. Sports some pretty good-sized guards. Trying to go backdoor cut. Finally, a good backdoor cut underneath on the low right block. Layup good.
That was a great Carroll. Pass. Got away. Nobody picked him up. Wide open.
They got caught watching Michael Smith coming around below the baseline and just stepping away from the ball on the weak side was Carroll. And he's open for the 7-6 lead. Now a three ball straight away. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Desjardins. 0 for 2 right now on threes here are the Aces. Driving the paint, stepping in for a charge, offensive foul. Good step in right there for the charge there by Jack Forrest. And he will get the foul call against Carroll. That'll be his first, team's first, so both teams with a foul. And we are at 7-6 here. Halfway through quarter number one. Glad you joined us here on DelcoHoops.com. Game of the week, game of the day?
Yep.
Game of the tournament. Three ball, third opportunity. This one good by Jack Forrest. He's got five. The lead now the largest for the Aces at 9-7. Right corner jumper. That three ball good by the left-hander, Desjardins.
Chester's answer.
And we'll trade the lead again. 10-9. The largest has been five for the Clippers. It was two for the Aces. They just lost it. Now good rocker step drive baseline. Shot up. Good foul and going to the line for three. Will be Steve Payne. And I think they got the foul on Desjardins. They did. It will be his first. Team second. Out of the game will go Zamir Carroll for the Clippers. And we'll see the first appearance by Rami Gilbert, the 5'10 junior guard. Right-handed free throw by Payne is good. And that'll make the lead 12-10. Pass, high right block. Trying to drive, losing control, but it'll be touched last by Lower Marion. Went off of Martin. And they tried that inbounds pass, tried to get a good job just to corral it by Taylor. Inbound baseline right here, right in front of us. It's tipped, but it's corralled by Chester and gotten out to Smith. Smith, between the rings, swings it right side. Wanting a three, but not taking it was Gilbert. Now he'll drive the paint, step in charge, but a block. And a little late there getting in. A good call there by Pat Tobler. And he's going to get Matt O'Connor on the foul. It'll be his first, team second. And a two-shot opportunity. Coming up for Akeem Taylor, the 6'4 junior. As for Rahimi Gilbert, 5'10 junior, first free throw up and good. As we will get a substitute coming in, it'll be Julian Hairston coming in for Lower Marion. Hairston, the 6'2 senior guard, as both free throws are good.
And we're all tied
up
again.
And we are not at a 12.
Yep.
We'll also see Theo Henry into the game. Two of the main subs coming in here for the Aces. 6 foot senior guard trying to get away from a screen as he gives it up to Payne. Payne around one screen, wants to drive the paint. Kicks it out instead. Faking a three. Now stepping over for a long two. No, it'll be a three, but it will be short. That one coming from Harrison as he's just off the bench. Driving into the paint. Shot up. Good. And a little stare down there by Michael Smith afterwards. as Chester gets the lead back, 14-12. We're still in the first quarter, folks.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of games going on where we don't have 14-12 midway through the second. But we've got 2 minutes left to go here and change. Trying to get rid of a five-second count is Payne. He's in a little bit of trouble. Gives it up to Forrest. Forrest got to respect the three. Sets a screen. Three ball coming from Payne. Front of the rim, no good. They are not shooting well from three right now. Is Lower Marion. Bounce pass. Good hustle down to the low left block. Laying it up and good for Chester is Desjarnett. He's got five. 16-12. Just shy of the largest lead of the game for the Clippers. Left hand dribble by Carroll. Swings it right side to Smith. Check that. Excuse me. That was Henry swinging it out to Payne. Pass down low left block. Layup. Good. That by Martin. And Martin has four. 16-14. Pass stolen. Short man in the trees there. Gilbert got it stolen. Back the other way. Up and under move. Shot up. Bump. No call, but a good basket. We are tied after the feed goes to Payne from Henry. Henry started with a steal and helps get the tie, the second tie of the contest. Coming up on the 1 minute mark left to go here in the first quarter from Kobe Bryant Gymnasium on the campus of Lower Marion High School. Aces number three, Clippers number six. In the 17th meeting in the postseason between these two squads. And right now, just keeping it out and controlling the dribble will be Desjarnett. Out to the left logo, and back he gets it from Gilbert. Into the left corner. In trouble's Taylor. Swings it back up top. Gets it to Smith. Smith right side to Gilbert. Wants to drive the paint. Can't. Dishes off low right block. Turnaround shot. That one blocked. Turned aside by Harrison. Quickly the other way. Here comes Lower Marion. 4-3. Bang! Second consecutive three for Jack Forrest. He's got eight. And back the other way, a foul after getting a block. Harrison gets a foul call. He blocked Watkins. This time he fouled Taylor. Harrison's first, team's third. Mike, I'll tell you what. This game has actually been very quick-paced and no fouls. This has been very well played basketball as the first free throw is up and good.
Both teams are very evenly matched so far. If it wasn't for Lower Marion being cold in the 3 points, this would really be interesting.
Matt O'Connor checks back into the ball game. Having a seat will be Theo Henry. Three for three from the line now are the Clippers. Second free throw up and good. They're perfect in the quarter. 19-18, 16.6 left to go. As Theo Henry will bring it up between the legs, trying to shake free of Taylor. Kicks it Forrest. Forrest had three trays in the win last week. This time he's going to have it blocked as he pulled up short. Pulled aside by Desjarnett, and they won't get a shot off, and that'll do it for quarter number one. It's been fun. It's going to get funner. 19-18, Hometown Aces on top. Back after these words here on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
6-for-11 shooting here for the Chester Clippers. More importantly, 2-of-2 beyond the arc and 4-of-4 from the line has them within a point here of Lower Marion, 19-18. Welcome back. Here on DelcoHoops.com, Daryl Dovis, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman. Glad you've joined us here for quarterfinal action between Lower Marion and the three seed here in District 1, Class 6A, highest classification in Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association. And the sixth seed, Chester Clippers, the benchmark program in the state of Pennsylvania. Chester with possession to start quarter number two. And we'll see Javon Graham in for the first time. He'll give up the pass. Shot blocked. That one turned aside by Martin. Pushing the other way will be Payne. Lower Marion looking. Good reverse dribble by Harrison. Kicks it out. Corner jumper. Three. Too strong. No good. Rebound. Pulled back by the Clippers. Driving. Kicked it inside. Off the glass and good. That one by Watkins on a nice feed by Gilbert.
Both teams are playing so well. It's just incredible. This is a championship quality game right here.
Lead is one here for Chester. Lower Marion with the ball. Crossover. Put Michael Smith on the floor. He gets up. Payne with the ball. Kicks it left side for Taylor. Taylor back to Payne. Gets it back. Inside high left block. Looking for Henry. Can't do anything with it. In trouble. Trying to pass it. Batted around. Jump ball. Great save right there by Forrest to get it back as his partner there. Henry was in trouble. Now driving to Payne off the glass. Too strong by Payne. Rebound put up. That one too short in amongst the trees. And now a foul on the rebound will go against Chester.
Boy, very aggressive play and remarkable that Lauren Marin's capturing the rebounds, the offensive rebounds, as well as they are.
And they will get the foul on Graham as a three ball. That one no good for Lower Marion. And back the other way, layup. Aforementioned Graham, who picked up a foul. Well, he gets himself 2 points. And it's 22-19. In favor of the Clippers. Lower Marion with possession. Swinging around the perimeter here. Lower Marion in trouble. Pass stolen. Bad pass there by Payne. Picked up back the other way comes Chester. Laying it up off the glass. Bodies collide. No call. Is down on the floor. Goes Gilbert. Play allowed to continue. Back the other way. Lower Marion. Bounce pass. Low left. Block. That one good. Payne finds Harrison. Harrison with his first 2 points of the contest. It's back to a one-point game. Chester with the lead and the ball. 5:45 to go here in the first half. Straight away, three, left-handed, good. That one banged home by Desjardins. He's 2 for 2 from beyond the arc, and it's 25-21 in favor of the Clippers. Pump fake, wanting a three, was Hairston. Skips it around the edges here, comes to Payne. Back over for a drive from the right wing by Forrest. Right-hand layup, good. Jack Forrest, he's got 10, first man in double digits. And Lower Marion back down by two. Chester swinging it around with it. The left-hander in Desjardins. Back over the right side. Skip pass. Gets back to him. Up top it goes to Graham. Graham over to Smith. He wants a straightaway three. Rattles in and out. No good. And crashing hard was Desjardins. He got lucky. He didn't get called for a foul right there.
Yes, he did.
As driving shot up. Contact. No call. Rebound pulled down by the man. Took the shot. Was Martin, and then a layup attempt by Forrest. That one was no good. And back the other way, a layup coming in here from Martin.
Chester's has been able to stop Lauren Marion these last few possessions, and now they have a four-point lead, 27-23.
And I said Martin, I apologize. That was Watkins on the basket. He has got six. Chester with the lead. Lauren Marion with the ball. Driving shot up, rolls out, no good. And right now there is a lid on the rim of Lower Marion's basket as they cannot get anything to fall. Second foul is going to get called here on Graham.
Yep.
And if my math is right, that is the team fourth.
You are correct.
Wow, I'm 2 for 2. Get out of here. As at the line, 4-2. Is Theo Henry. He made the first. Subs rotating in and out. Less foul trouble is an issue. You're going to see short benches by Greg Downer and Keith Taylor. You come with the one you brought. Dance with the one that brought you in there. There, standing room only over at the Lower Marion end is a free throw. No good. First free throw missed by either team. It's 27-24. It's driving, shot up, block, and a double call there. Two officials having that call perfectly. They're going to get a blocking foul on Joshua Martin. It'll be his first, team's fourth, and it will put to the line Gilbert. Gilbert. Only points came from the line in the first quarter. He went 2 for 2. And he swims home a third one. 28-24 favor the Clippers. Is coming off the rest is Taylor. And Henry will have a seat. Second free throw rattles out. No good. He's got a kind of a sideways turn to the ball there, and that one just swimmed out of the toilet bowl and spit out. Driving, kick out, Taylor. Up to Payne. Back to Taylor as they play triangle in the top right corner. That'd make Kobe proud, but the three-pointer no good by Lower Merion. They've missed two this quarter. Back the other way. Good fake shot. Layup. Oh. That one partially blocked. No good. Out of the hands of Carroll. Rebound brought out. High right corner shot. Block shot there by Taylor. That one no good. And Lower Merion with possession here. 28-24 as we're under four to go. Left corner. Three. Oh. Bottom. Steve Payne bringing the hurt on that one. It's 28-27. We've had 8 lead changes and 2 ties here in the first half alone, and we're back to a 1-point game. Step back, 3, that one short. Rebound pulled down by O'Connor, and then losing an edge, and we're going to have a foul. We're going to get a pushing foul here, and I believe they got Gilbert. It will be Gilbert. Yep. It'll be his first team's 5th. 3 ball from the corner. 3 straight made 3 balls by Jack Forrest. He is lighting it up, and the lead goes back to Lower Merion at 30-28. He missed his first 2, and a shot up good and a foul. Chester ties it. Chance to take the lead back here in a moment. And if they got Josh Martin, that'll be his 2nd.
Yep.
And they did. Team's 5th. Taylor at the line for the 3-point opportunity and finishes it. Gives a chance for a substitution here. As we'll see, Javon Graham coming back in the game. It's Graham, Carroll, Gilbert, along with Smith and Taylor for the Clippers. Payne, Forrest, Harrison, Taylor. Out on the floor for Lower Merion, joined by O'Connor. Except for a couple players, pretty much all the starters on the floor. Foul line jumper, not taking it, kicking out. Instead, it'll be Taylor into the right corner, back up top to Payne. 2.5 to go here. Lower Merion with the ball and a 1-point deficit. Left-hand dribble, kicks it out to Forrest. Forrest wants to drive, hesitation. Bounce pass, down low, trying to drive is Taylor. Low block, kicks it back up top. Losing control was Payne, regathers, shot good. 3 ball from Payne, his 2nd. He has 2 this quarter. The lead goes back to Lower Merion. We'll be saying that a lot today. Chester with the ball. Michael Smith pulling it back out. The 5'11 senior guard passes it to the foul line. Driving, wanting a slam, but laying it up instead was Taylor. And we are tied once again. 3rd tie of the contest. Lower Merion wants a right wing 3. That one right rim, no good. Bodies go down. No call, no need to. Good no call. Driving the other way is Chester. Shot, miss. Rebound, flying in to get his Smith. Lays it off the glass, high and good.
Very powerful underneath the basket. He really forced those guys out of his way, and they're all bigger than he was.
Smith has 7. Leads the team with 13. Now a step back 3.
Oh! My goodness.
Somebody dump some water on Jack Forrest. He has 4 threes and 4 in a row and driving. Oh, and it looked like it might have gone off the foot of Michael Smith. They're going to say, however, it touched Forrest last. And Forrest says, yep, went off me, so no problem. And subs coming in as Forrest. Wow, don't sit Forrest right now.
He may set the seat on fire.
Forrest will have a seat, the inbound baseline left. Comes into Graham. Graham hands it off. Jumper, sweet little 10-foot jumper by Watkins. He has 8. The lead goes back to the Clippers. 37-36. Now a right corner 3. The left-hander drains it. And Matt O'Connor, his 1st points of the contest. And it's a 2-point lead. It's the largest it's ever been here. 2 points a couple times for Lower Merion. And they got it now with 48 seconds to go here in the half. Trying to drive into the paint. Runs over. Offensive foul. lowering the shoulder and drawing the foul will be Watkins. Watkins will get his first. Great defense there by Theo Henry against the much taller Carell Watkins. And now that quick breather there for Forrest as he will replace Taylor with 44 seconds left. No press here. Chester was doing well, Mike, with their press, but they have backed off of it.
Yeah, well, they I think the fatigue factor gets to them trying to keep that press up.
So they're extending the man-to-man here with a count and losing it. Nice steal coming back the other way. Be Taylor. Taylor drives. Blocked from behind, though, by Forrest.
No foul. Wow.
Forrest had it stolen, and then the shot blocked. What a save by Forrest. He is doing it all today with 20 seconds left, and now Lower Marion with another chance. In the Bermuda corner there, trying to get out of there as Henry gives it up to Forrest. As they weave up top, he fakes it. He'll drive the paint. He'll dipsy-doo, lay it up. Oh, that one rimmed out. No good. Just missed. Back the other way with 5 seconds. Wanting to come in for the shot. Taylor comes up short. Offensive foul. He runs into him again. The second straight charge called for Henry.
They're going to be careful with that charge. They're really looking for it. Chester's going to be real careful with the way they do that.
Seventh team foul, but it's a non-shooting foul on an offensive one. That's the second charge taken by Henry. And now a long full court pass, stolen, shot up at the horn. Would have counted, but was too long. So a couple turnovers and a missed shot down the stretch did not hurt Lower Marion too bad. And they will go into the half, nursing a 2-point lead. The third-seeded Aces right now on top of the sixth-seeded Clippers of Chester on their home floor, 39-37.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Go for it. You are listening to High School Basketball Lower Marion and Chester right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original Inside Out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And we're back here at Lower Marion High School at Bryant Gymnasium, which is a beautiful facility, and we are seeing a beautiful game. These teams are ready for each other. It is Lower Marion 39 and Chester 37, and it has been like that. There's been no more than 5-point spread at any moment. That was really at the very beginning of the game, and I think there was a moment while it was 5 points again somewhere in the second quarter, and now it's back to a 2-point game. And both teams seem to be right on money. They had a little cold spot in there. We've got Matthew DeGeorge from the Delaware County Daily Times. Here is our halftime interview. What's your thoughts for the game?
My first thought is no Mark here, no Mark Jordan, no Dave. I get to take up some of the extra words that are now here.
That's right. That, yeah.
And this game deserves just about all the words. I mean, that was a great first half.
Yes,
and we're coming off, you know, I got to see the Plymouth White Marsh game, and I thought that game was absolutely nuts. Better atmosphere at Chester Gym than there is here tonight. But this game, I mean, for the first half is pretty, it's up back and forth, it's pretty even. There's been a lot of great shot making. I don't think the defense hasn't been bad. It hasn't been quite where it needs to be, but there's a lot of contested shots that are going in, and it's really been an impressive half on both sides.
I think Chester has handled the ball not quite as effectively as Lower Marion has. Is that your observation as well?
I think it's fair to say. I think having seen both of these teams this year, I think Chester was operating more toward the higher end of its shot making in that first half. I think they probably played from a shot-making perspective, about an A first half. I think Lower Marion was about a B. Lower Marion really dependent that first half on Payne and Forrest, as
yep.
they've been all season. But for them to account for 29 of 39 points, that's a little on the heavy side. Josh Martin with the two fouls, that could be key. He's only got 4 points. They haven't really gotten some of the complimentary scores in, and I think especially when Payne and Forrest are hitting their shots well, that draws out the defense, and that's when Daryl Taylor and Julian Harrison can kind of operate in those spaces in around the elbow. And they tried to push that a little bit, didn't quite get there, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the adjustment that they make more of in the second half.
What was your thought of the really heavy full-court press that Chester put on Lower Marion at the beginning of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be terribly effective tonight. Obviously, the part of the reason why they were able to beat Plymouth White Marsh is that PW coughed the ball up 24 times. You're not going to get Lower Marion to do this. I saw them and I believe you guys were broadcasting the Central League Championship game.
Right.
They didn't have a turnover for two quarters and most of the third. I don't think they're a team that turns the ball over very much because they have four guys that can handle the ball. Two of them in Forrest and Payne are elite ball handlers. So I think kind of.
I was a little surprised. I thought it was more of a tactic just to kind of throw them off a little bit.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more of that. The problem is that I think Lower Marion is a little bit of a zone-proof team because they shoot so well. And, you know, if you go to zone them, they're just going to bring in Theo Henry and they'll bring in Matt O'Connor and they'll just let fly. So if you're going to throw something different at them, it has to be in that press. I think it spends a lot of energy and maybe doesn't have the return that you would want. But by the same token, at some point, I think Chester has to interrupt this game being as up and down as it is. I don't think that necessarily favors them all that much because of the shot making.
I'm not sure that a full court press will do that. Certainly, working a good man to man defense will help that. I mean, Chester was very effective in denying Lower Marion some shots. I mean, they
yeah.
really stymied their shooting. And of course people get cold too, but I really thought it was their defense, and that really was where they took advantage.
And I think some good rotations and stuff like that. Listen, if Jack Forrest is going to step over a screen 26 feet out and hit a three over a collection of three guys, then at some point you just got to tip your cap to him. But I think
yeah.
they did well switching. They did a pretty good job. I'd be really encouraged offensively if I'm Chester. They did a good job of spreading it around. Sometimes with Chester, especially this year, they'll come down the court and you'll wonder, okay, in this lineup, who's supposed to generate offense? But you've got Michael Smith with 7 points and a couple assists. Akeem Taylor had 7 points. Ramad DeJarnett had 8. Rami Gilbert gets to the line twice. You're getting all those guys involved. They haven't started pounding Carell Watkins all that much, really deliberately going into him all the time. I think now with that matchup against Josh Martin, if he's got two fouls, I would look for that to be something that they're going to be more concerted about, throwing the ball down there and letting the offense run through Carell Watkins.
All right, and that's Matthew DeGeorge, who is the writer for Delaware County Times. Read his article tomorrow morning, both on DelcaHoops.com and in the Daily Times. We'll just link right to his article. We always appreciate him coming by. Thank you so much. And you are listening to high school basketball, where the score is Lower Marion 39, Chester 37. We're at halftime. Teams are coming out in the court. We'll be back in just a little while, where high school basketball never sounded this good, except with DelcaHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven
carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's PIAA playoff basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with special guest play-by-play announcer Daryl Dabas, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, both Lower Marion and Chester give up around 54 points per game to their opponents and score about 70. Well, they're on the scoring end for both of them, but the defense not so much. 39-37 in an offensive shootout here so far at Lower Marion. Daryl Dobus back with Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman. And before the teams get on the floor, Mike, you got Andrew, you got some scores for us.
The Methacton-Coatesville game. Methacton's also up two by an identical score to our game, 39-37. Penridge leads Norristown 31-22. Rams led by upwards of as much as 13 points in the second quarter.
And important games right there, and we'll touch on that momentarily as we are underway. And going top to bottom on your computer screen right now, we Lower Marion. They will start with the ball here in quarter number three. On a weave, a handoff, giving up to Forrest. Forrest back over to the outside to O'Connor. Back over to Forrest. Wants the pump fake. Now does. Drives. Kicks out right side. Driving the paint from that right wing and then kicking it back out instead will be Taylor, who gives way to Payne. To Taylor. Out high, right corner. Between the legs, dribble, trying to get rid of Taylor. Can't do it. Has to give it up to Payne. Payne picked up by fellow number one, Michael Smith, way out there in that Bermuda corner, the sideline and the midcourt stripe there, playing defense, and a foul will be called here. It'll be called on Michael Smith. It'll be his first. It's a little bit too much hand-checking right there, and apparently we have something on the floor here. Looks like maybe some candy hitting the floor. Officials picking it up, and we'll have a sideline inbound here up near the timeline for Lower Marion. And they will get it into the backcourt to Payne. Payne with Smith guarding him. It's been pretty much man-to-man defense all throughout. Left hand, left wing, three-point jumper. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by Chester. Quickly pushing the other way. A drive. That one goes off a body. A turnover by Akeem Taylor. Back the other way goes Forrest. Forrest up and under. Sweet control to lay it in. He has 18. 41-37. Largest lead of the game for Lower Marion. Once again at four. Forrest can't get rid of a screen. Driving will be Desjarnette. His shot up and good. Desjarnette, he gets into double digits now with 10, and it's 41-39 in favor of Lower Marion with the ball. Half-court trap being shown here by Chester now. Getting back to that pressure defense. Oh, wide open, but not driving after a great pass was Martin. He hesitated. Great feed there by Payne, and I don't think Martin expected himself to be that wide open.
He looked surprised.
That was a miscue there after the trap by Chester. Pitch and catch up top now, driving on a jab step by Taylor. Taylor wants to go to the glass. That one swatted away by the other Taylor. Back the other way, here comes Smith and the Clippers. Smith, right wing, three, short rebound pulled down by Payne. That was Akeem Taylor with the block, by the way, on Daryl Taylor. Lower Marion with a chance here with the ball. up and under move. Left hand layup, that one no good. Rebound pulled down by the man who missed it, and Martin kicks it back out, but a turnover. It gets away from O'Connor.
You know, Lower Marion's trying to slow this game down. I'm not too sure it's working to their advantage.
Yep, they're holding the two-point lead right now here. Standing room only at the Bryant Gymnasium. Again, Bryant, yes, that Bryant, Kobe Bryant. Probably the most popular, most well-known alumni of Lower Marion as a long three from the right wing rattles out, no good. That shot by Zamir Carroll. Rebound pulled down by Henry. Driving the other way, shot up short. That one by Payne, pulled down by the Clippers. Out with it is Taylor. Taylor gives it up. Four drive, layup too strong. That one off the hands of Carroll. Rebound batted around. Ends up in the hands of O'Connor. He's in trouble. Now foul will be called. They're going to get a hold, reaching in for it on Desjarnet. And that'll be his second.
That was not a smart foul. You know, his first initial attempt to tie the ball up was a good idea, but after he failed, he should have stepped away.
Here comes a half-court trap again. Breaking it will be Payne with some help, getting it over to Taylor. Now a three ball, and guess who's still smoking hot? Only you can prevent forest fires. Jack Forrest with another three. A shot up, no good, and a foul, and Chester's going to go to the line here. And they are going to get the foul on Taylor. Darryl Taylor, that's his first.
5-point lead by Lower Marion is their biggest lead of the game?
That is correct, sir. And Michael Smith will go to the line to try to get into that. Smith, the right-handed junior. First free throw good. Free throw shooting has been pretty good. Both sides have only missed one. 2 of 3 for Lower Marion. 6 of 7 in the first half for Chester. It's 44-40. Back of the rim, no good. No sooner did I say that, kiss of death. Yep. There you go. Rebound brought out by Payne. Payne picked up by Taylor. Gives it to Forrest. Forrest kicked around back to Payne. Right wing. Tried to make a spin move and walked right into defense by Taylor. Back the other way. Here come the Clippers. Driving in. Looking to take a charge and a block will be called instead here against Lower Marion. A little late step in coming in. I believe that is Darryl Taylor.
And he made the basket, so it's a 3-point shot now. Potential.
Taylor second. Team second. Taylor will have a seat. That'll bring back in Theo Henry. And I'll tell you what, I did not see that go in personally. I was looking for the contact. And that's why I'm not officiating today. Free throw good. And we're back to a 1-point contest here. 13 points now for Ramad Desjarnet. And there's that half-court trapping pressure by Chester. Forrest, quick snap three. Wait, are you kidding me? He has 24. 47-30. Now three the other way. That one is good by Correll Watkins. He's in double figures. He's got 11. You having fun yet, folks? We are. Martin down low, turnaround blocked. That one swatted away by Desjarnet, who's having a whale of a game on both sides of the ball. 3:52 left to go here. Quarter number three. Inbound baseline right for Lower Marion. Martin gets it, gives it back up to Payne. In trouble. Forrest thought about a three, but waited too long. Now drives down low into Martin. Martin a double team. Up and under move. Comes back to the baseline. Good. Josh Martin has 6. 49-36. Three ball back the other way. That one short. Rebound brought out by Payne. To Henry. Right in front of the scorer's table. Greg Downer barking out instructions to his players. Back up top between the rings there to Payne. Picked up there by Smith. Lower Marion on a weave. Up top, Forrest wants a quick trigger three straight away. Finally missed one. And the rebound pulled down by Akeem Taylor. He made 6 in a row. And he finally missed one as the ball loose on the floor. Finally kicked out for a left-handed three straight away. That one no good out of the hands of Desjarnet, who's been pretty good beyond the arc as well. Although right now Chester is 1 of 5 here in the quarter. And a foul will be called here on the way back, and they're going to get Akeem Taylor. It'll be his second, team's third.
Get Taylor? I thought they got Martin on that.
I thought I saw a number four. It will be Akeem Taylor.
Oh, well, okay.
My buddy Ben Moore on the call. That'll bring in Raheem Gilbert, or Rameed Gilbert, excuse me. As Forrest in trouble, had to force it in down low. Got batted around. He got it back. That's the second time he has saved a bad pass. This one was his own. And now a timeout will be called. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We will take a quick one with them. 49-46, our score, 2:44 left. Lower Merion on top of Chester. Back after these words on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Fans, you have tuned in for a good one. I've been invited to do a good one. Darryl Dobis, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman here courtside at the Bryant Gymnasium on the campus of Lower Merion High School. 49-46. It has been a back-and-forth affair with neither team leading by more than five, and really not for long in either case on those. As the timeout is over, first one taken in the contest by either team. And Lower Merion had possession of the ball, so it was their timeout. And they have it coming right at us, and now a foul will be called here. And I believe we're going to get a hand check foul. And I believe they got it on Smith. And if so, that's his second. So Smith, Desjarnet, Graham, and Taylor all have two. It's the only foul trouble for Chester. Is now Lower Merion in trouble, can't get an inbound. Finally do. Is coming free is Payne. Henry got it from the sideline. Now he'll get it back, picked up by Gilbert. Between the legs, driving with the left hand, skip pass, left corner, left hand, three from there. That one's short, no good, batted around. Tipped, fought for by a pair of 30s. This one won by Carell Watkins. Chester winning that battle right there and a chance to tie it here right now. Michael Smith in possession, gives up to Gilbert on the right wing, into the right corner, skipped out there by Desjarnet to Smith. And they'll reset with 2:10 on the clock in quarter number three. Round the corner, it goes to the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert wanted to go inside low, had nothing, gives it back to Smith and back to Gilbert. Down high left block, driving now down low left block. Shot up block, return to sender there by Martin on Watkins. And the loose ball comes down in favor of Lower Merion. Good interior defense by both teams. Now Euro stepping his way into the paint, rattles off the flange, no good. Rebound pulled down by Watkins of Chester. Quickly the other way, here come the Clippers. Gilbert strives, gives up for the layup. It went in and out. How did that not go in for Desjarnet? Half the ball went in and it spit back out. Lower Merion pushing. Forrest wants it, but he's on the other side as it goes all the way to the left, and resetting will be Payne. Still with a three-point lead with 1:20 to go in the quarter. Both teams are going to states, but this is about pride right now and trying to get a district title. Driving and, ooh, looked like a foul and a late call, but I think a right one there. As Payne got hit in the face, they're going to say Taylor, and that'll be his third. That'll draw some boos, but that's the right call, and it never fails. In the second half, we always see more fouls called. Never fails. And already, we've got seven total, five against the Clippers. As a left-handed three from the right wing, that one short batted around, and hustling to get the floorboard will be Watkins. Watkins to Smith. Inside, and a travel will be called here as Carell Watkins got stuck in a double team down low with Forrest as well as Henry. I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm impressed. You can say all you want by Payne and Forrest. I'm impressed by Theo Henry. He's a 6-foot senior guard, but he's playing the bigger guys down low and not showing any fear whatsoever.
No, I tell you, absolutely true, but neither of these teams showing any fear at all. These guys are, you know, it's like the last game of the season for these guys. They're laying it all out right now.
Full court pressure being shown for the first time in a while here by Chester. Lower Merion able to break it as we're under a minute to go. By the way, just checking into the game was Julian Harrison for Lower Merion. So it's Payne, Martin with the ball, Forrest, Harrison, and Henry in the white and burgundy of Lower Merion, the Aces, the home team, the three seed. Driving, losing, out of bounds, and it will go against Lower Merion. And Chester with an opportunity to go full court with half a minute to go. They have Gilbert. Desjarnett, Smith waiting to pick it up, along with Graham and Watkins. It's been a while. We haven't had a tie game in quite some time. Chester's had a chance on its last three possessions. Hasn't been able to do anything with it. Driving, good defense by Forrest to cut up the drive of Gilbert on the right elbow. Then pass down low, a little too hot to handle for Watkins from Graham.
That's three straight turnovers between the two teams.
I think there's a fatigue factor acting up right now. Should be a very interesting fourth quarter with 17 seconds left in the third.
O'Connor got his rest. He's coming in for Martin here for Lower Marion. Full court pressure being shown here by Chester. 15 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Lower Marion, the Aces, trying to at least come out of this with a lead here, is driving now, faking a kick out layup with the right hand. Good. That one on a drive there by Theo Henry. His first points of the quarter. 1 second left. Three ball from the left wing. Rattles out. No good. And we are through. 24 minutes of high school action. PIAA District 1 Class 6A quarterfinals at Lower Marion. The hometown Aces on top of the visiting Clippers. 51-46, back after these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
51-46. Lower Marion trying to get just its sixth win in 18 meetings. Against Chester.
Well, a five-point game in basketball is like tied. I mean, it's not quite, but doesn't mean a whole lot. We'll see how this plays out. This has been, maybe in the 7 years we've been doing this, one of the best games we've ever seen. Two classy, talented groups of kids.
And Chester to inbound to start. Well, will it be the final quarter? It's at least quarter number four. As Smith with the dribble. Zone now being shown here by Lower Marion with Forrest in the middle of it. As on the bench is Martin, their bigger player. Down low, Forrest alters the shot, rebound, and on the rebound, a foul will be called against Lower Marion. Just their third. And they're going to get him for a clear out underneath. It's O'Connor. His second. Inbound comes straight away. Quick trigger three. That one no good. Off the hands of Gilbert. Rebound batted around. Out with it comes Payne and Lower Marion, but then a quick steal by Smith the other way. Smith trying to push the action. Pulls up from 16. Good. Smith, he's got 10 now. The lead back to three. Lower Marion in trouble. Skip pass goes into the right corner. Good job even finding it there by Henry. Trying to find room is Hairston. Bad pass goes into the backcourt. No touch, a backcourt violation here against Lower Marion. And right now, the half-court trapping, what we haven't seen since midway through quarter number two. We saw Little in quarter number three starting to rear its head here for Chester. That is what they are known for throughout their history. And they're showing it now here with 7 minutes to go, looking to tie things up at 51. Good passing, skipped around straight away. Chance here for Gilbert, drives to paint, gives it up instead for a left-hand running layup. That one no good. Rebound pulled down, and a foul will be called here. Watkins is going to go to the line after Graham missed it.
That's two shots Chester made that I have no idea how that did not go in.
Foul will be on O'Connor, his third. And quickly, the four fouls goes Lower Marion. As Taylor will check in now for Harrison. And they're going to say it was on the rebound, not the shot, so we will not be shooting free throws here. Inbound baseline left, skip pass up top, it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert fakes the three, drives inside. Little contact, late call, and they're going to get Forrest for his second. Don't know if that was the wrong call, but It was a little bit on the late, at least for any fans' liking. And to the line, 4-2 will be Remy Gilbert. 3 points all from the line on 4 attempts. First free throw, back of the rim, no good. By the way, 3 of 12 shooting in that third quarter for Chester. 5 of 13 for Lower Marion, not much better. Second free throw, back of the rim, no good. And Forrest will pull down the board. Again, the winner of this game will get the winner of Coatesville and Methacton. Methacton had a halftime lead of 1. Temple's Lee Corus Center. Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Forrest drives, splits a double team, and good. Jack Forrest, the only man that can stop him right now is himself. And now a timeout will be called here by head coach Keith Taylor of the Chester Clippers. And it'll be a full timeout. We'll take one with him. 6:24 left to go in regulation. Chester down 53-48 to Lower Marion. Back after these words on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
I think Ralph Lawler should invite us out to Los Angeles to take in a Clippers game. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I offered to bring him to a high school game when he was out here, but that didn't work out so well.
Well, we appreciate his time. We appreciate your time and joining us here at DelcoHoops.com. That's Mike Mayer. Sitting to my right, Andrew Coffin, taking care of the stats, looking over Twitter. Delco Hoops is the Twitter handle. Of course, you are on DelcoHoops.com. Andrew, you got something for us?
A couple of quick score updates. After the first quarter, Abington Heights, Abington leads Park Yeoman Valley by 115-14. After 3, Coatesville leads Methacton 53-52.
And that was a one-point game in favor of Methacton at halftime.
That was a two-point game.
Between two-point game. So that one looks like it's going to be coming down to the wire as we anticipate this one as well. Baseline drive in trouble, and then stepping out on the baseline trying to get around was Watkins. Good defense down low there by Henry. Forces another turnover. And full court pressure being shown by Chester. Getting around a double team is Payne. Gets it up to the right side to Henry. Skip pass left corner for a long three. Short. That one no good by Forrest. And he has missed his last two since making 6 in a row. Clippers with a ball and a chance to cut into the 5-point deficit. Left corner dribble brought out by Gilbert. Swung around straight away to Smith. Down low. Good look. Shot up. Good foul. Chance for a 3-point opportunity. They'll get the foul on Taylor. Basket goes to Graham.
Boy, they're keeping this so close. This could be anything. 5:47 left in the game, and this could hold on, everybody.
Daryl Taylor, I'm going to have to talk with you. Not only do you spell your name wrong, Mr. Taylor, you got to suck it up for all the Daryls in the world here. The 6'2 senior, Graham, front of the rim, no good. Rebound batted around, still swatted around. That one no good. 3 straight missed free throws here, all in the fourth quarter. Could have a tie ball game here if Chester hit them, but they are down 3. Henry, dribble picked up by Graham. Swings it out, Forrest, fakes a 3. Pulls up anyway, got it! Give Forrest 3 more. It's a 6-point lead, and now a long 2 from the right baseline. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by Henry. Henry spins around from pressure, trying to get away from Gilbert. Now gets across the timeline, and Gilbert picks him up. Midcourt drives the paint, lays it up off the glass. Spin with it, good. Hits the floor with a long slide, but 2 points go down for Henry. He's got 5. The lead balloons to 8. Inside, Chester back the other way. Good by Watkins. Watkins now with 13. The largest lead that was 8 is now back down to 6. Chester had a 5-point lead to start this game. That's the largest they've ever had. Everything else has been a nip and tuck affair. And now a foul up top, and we're going to be shooting free throws? No.
Nope.
That'll be the sixth foul. We will be in the bonus the rest of the way, though, here, as both teams with six fouls.
Which will slow this game down a bit, I suspect.
Foul will be on Desjarnet, his third. So he and Taylor have three for Chester. Darryl Taylor and O'Connor for Lower Marion each have three. Baseline inbound left. Forrest gets it, puts on the brakes, drives the paint, draws contact, shot no good in the foul as the reverse layup won't fall. And if they get Desjarnet again, that is four. And they do. Desjarnet with his fourth, team seventh. Jack Forrest, his first time to the line. Good. What can't he do?
They're not pulling Desjarnet out of the game either.
30 points. Make it 31. Jack Forrest just unstoppable right now. And the lead now 60-52 with 4:38 to go. As milking every bit of this ball in the clock is Smith. Smith has it. Plays pitch and catch. Desjarnet with a left-handed three. Good. He can shoot. He has 16. And the lead down to five here and a turnover. And we're going to get an inadvertent whistle here by the officials. And you know what? That happens. Now the officials are going to talk. It will be should be Chester basketball.
Absolutely.
And that's right. A good job. And, hey, you know what? That happens.
No harm, no foul. It's all
no.
Right.
No, and he'll go over. It's Pat Tobler going over and saying, hey, you know what? You know what? I sneezed. Sorry.
Yep. Damn near swallowed my whistle.
I had to breathe. I had to sneeze. And, you know, possession was in favor of Chester, so that's where we're going. So that's the right thing. I don't think the assistant coaches over there for Lower Marion like it, but that's the right thing to do. Hey, you got possession. You got to give it to him. Smith gets the inbound. He's out there with Gilbert. Akeem Taylor with the ball, who just checked back into the game. Graham. And Watkins out there as Desjarnet has taken a seat here with his four fouls at the midway point of the fourth. Bounce pass, low right corner, shot up.
Oh.
In and out, a third in and outer for Chester. Back up top it goes for a Gilbert three. That one back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down, and a foul will be called, and I think they got Watkins. And if they got Watkins, that will be his second.
But now,
and that will put Lower Marion to the line. It will be Steve Payne, his first trip to the stripe. 10 points, or actually, I take that back, his second trip to the stripe. He had an and one in the first quarter. All 10 points scored in the first half for Payne. And rattles that one out, no good. So it stays a five-point lead for Lower Marion here, 60-55. Chester in possession of the ball with a right-hand dribble kicked out to the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert backed up top to Smith. Guarded there by Taylor on the right wing. Wants to drive the paint. Might have traveled. No call. Skip pass. Left side. Three ball. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound batted around. Smith hustles to get it. Step back three in the left corner. That one short. Rebound hustling for it. Pulled down. A foul will be called as undercut was Graham. Unintentional. But a foul nonetheless. And that'll put Chester in the shooting bonus. And that'll be the fourth on Matt O'Connor. So O'Connor with four, Darryl Taylor with three. Four Lower Marion. Desjarnet on the bench right now with four. Akeem Taylor with three for Chester. Free throw up. Back of the rim, no good there by Graham. He has missed his last two opportunities from the stripe. Driving Forrest, wanted to think about a layup, pulled it out instead. And gives way to Henry. Henry drives the paint. Hit from behind, no call. Kicks it out for a left corner three. That one no good off the hands of O'Connor. Rebound pulled down by Watkins. Back the other way. Here come the Clippers for a layup. That one way short, may have been partially deflected. In the corner it goes, saved there by O'Henry. And he's able to get it up the line right in front of the benches to his point guard in Payne. Payne gives it back over to Henry. Henry thought about a pass, but went to no one. Stolen away by Smith. Long full court pass. Finds a man underneath. Layup good. Touchdown Clippers. Found Watkins on the long touchdown pass. Smith to Watkins.
And we got a three-point game. With Lower Merion on top, 60-57.
2:30 to go here. And the spread offense here for Lower Merion. The chance of defense from Chester. Spin move in tight. Oh, ball. Ball rolls in and out. No good. Wanting a foul was Forrest. Looked like a pretty good no call right there. And once again, a chance to tie things up for Chester. Swung to the right side for Taylor. Taylor looking down low. He gets it up to Watkins. Watkins turn around from 10. Good. And a timeout will be called in a one-point game by Lower Merion. 60-59 with 2:05 to go in regulation. Come back, won't you, here on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Lower Merion has had the lead in this ball game since it was 39-37 for about a minute and a half left in quarter number two. Chester has been unable to crack the lead in their favor. We have not been tied since it was 33-all. Chester has been within striking distance at 2-3 on multiple occasions. They now have a chance here, tie or down one. Full court pressure, man-to-man being shown here now by the black and orange. Inbound baseline, able to run the baseline, will be Taylor for the Aces. Able to get it in. And bringing up the court will be Henry with Desjarnett back in the game with his four fouls. Lower Merion does not have to take a shot, but they don't want to be too cautious. Driving, faking the drive. Now Forrest will get it. Baseline, faking a three and skipping it back out. Good job there. Right now, you just want layups. Chester looking to collapse on any layup drive. Kicked out, touched last, and a good call there by my buddy Ben Moore there. Deflected by Watkins over the head of O'Connor. It will stay Lower Merion basketball right in front of their bench, about 12 feet from the end line. 1:39 to go in regulation. Both teams in the 1-1. And a long inbounds pass goes into the backcourt. Hustling after will be Payne. Payne trying to get rid of Smith. Smith coming from behind. Picks his pocket from behind. Chance here for Chester to take the lead. Running full court both ways. Now a bounce pass down low. Inadvertent pass there by Smith. Ill-advised. He was trying to find Watkins on a quick bounce pass on a full court sprint. And the turnover goes against Chester at a bad time. And now a timeout will be called here as in trouble was Henry. It'll be called by Lower Merion. And we will keep it right here with 1:16 to go. In regulation, it'll be a full timeout for Greg Downer and the Aces.
Did you see what Michael Smith was attempting to do? I mean, he was passing it, but I didn't see who was supposed to be open for that.
He was looking for Watkins on a backdoor cut that wasn't there. The back door was locked shut and knocked away, I believe, by Theo Henry, who, again, has played very well. You won't see it in the stat column, but on huddle, you will see it. He has played a whale of a game right now. Here is your situation. 1:16 to go in regulation. Lower Merion with possession of the ball. About three-quarter court they got to go here. 18 fouls on Chester, so the next foul will still be the 1-1. Lower Merion has committed 7.
Quick update from Coatesville. 23 seconds to go. Methacton trails by 2, 72-70.
Wow.
That's 23 seconds to go in Coatesville.
The winner of this game gets the winner of number 2 Coatesville and number 7 Methacton at the Lea Corps Center Saturday at 6 p.m. Or excuse me, Tuesday at 6 p.m.
As they say on the Sixers broadcast, we're coming in for a landing here.
Thank you, Ala Abdul Nabi. I haven't been able to break out my best Mark Zumoff here. I'm a little disappointed. They move the inbound to midcourt. It's gotten in and gotten over to Payne. I like to say shot clock unplugged, but we don't have a shot clock. Wow, great defense by Smith right in the front pockets of Payne. And now a foul and a reach in this one by Gilbert as he fouls Darryl Taylor. That'll be the ninth team foul. That will be the second on Gilbert. More importantly, it is just a 1-1 for Taylor, who has yet to score today. Darryl Taylor had 9 points last game against Conestoga, including a three-pointer. The four-year letter winner here at Lower Merion with his first opportunity for points on the board. The right-hander, the senior, good. That is known as clutch. This may be the bigger one. This would force a three to tie. Nobody on the line here on the boxes to block out for Lower Merion, and no need. He rattles home the second one. And a timeout will be called here by Lower Merion. And we will take a fast one with 107 to go. It's 62-59. Clippers down three with the ball. What's going to happen? Come back and find out on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Ralph, you haven't had it this good. Darryl Dobus with you. Glad I have been invited to this contest. Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, sit to my right. 107 to go. 62-59. Lower Merion, the three seed here in District 1, Class 6A. Quarterfinal action on top of Chester. The Clippers, the sixth seed. And if I saw that timeout right, Lower Merion is down to one. As a pass nearly thrown away off the hands of Watkins. Smith with possession. Will they hold or try to go for it? And now a timeout will be called here by Keith Taylor of Chester. Did not like the setup with under a minute to go. And we will keep it right here. 59.5 again. What's on the line? The winner gets Coatesville Methacton at Temple.
What's the latest on that game? Anything?
I don't have anything else from the Coatesville game. I do have an update from Abington. Abington leads Perkiomen Valley 23-21 at halftime.
That's close, too.
A little closer than the experts would have predicted.
Yep.
Now, again, the loser of this game is not out of the states.
Right.
They will have to play back for the 5 through the 8 seeds. If Lower Merion loses this, the only way they're going to host next week is if both Abington and Coatesville lose. If they win. That's the only way, because they're the 1 and 2 seeds. Chester will host a playback if Perk Valley and Methacton both lose. But right now, no one wants to lose. They want to win.
Final from Coatesville. Coatesville wins at 76-70.
There you go. So Coatesville moves to the semifinals and will get the winner of this contest. So we know if Lower Merion wins, they will host a playback game. But they are 53 seconds away from winning this one as Chester. With the ball, Gilbert drives, kicks it back over to Taylor. Taylor, left-hand dribble, drives the paint. Contact, shot up, rims out, no good. Batted around, picked up by Payne. And then Payne will call a timeout during the scrum. And some great sportsmanship right there as Gilbert gets helped up by Payne. And boy, Chester has been so close. They've had at least four, if not five, shots rim out. And they will have a full court inbound coming up here with 39.8 seconds left. And again, I believe that is the last timeout for Lower Merion. Chester still has three. So the key right now, Mike, is just get it inbounds.
Yeah, get it inbounds and prevent the shot. I mean, it's...
Well, Lower Merion doesn't have to take a shot. They've just got to get
it. No, I'm just saying that they're going to have to... I would foul them immediately. you got to get that ball back. And of course, the sad part is that last shot did not go in. Would have made this a one-point game, and a foul after that would have been a doable situation. Now, obviously, a foul puts you out of reach.
Well, looking over the officials, Pat Tobler's on the baseline. So this is going to be a full-court inbound to the right of the basket as we see it here for Lower Marion. They will not be able to run the end line as the timeout was called after a missed shot with play on the floor. So you might see the biggest player guarding the inbounder right now, who is going to be Matt O'Connor, the 6'4 guard. O'Connor, Forrest, Taylor, Payne, and I believe that's Henry out on the floor trying to get this in. It gets into Forrest. Trying for a quick foul was Taylor for the Clippers. They can't do it. Quickly around it goes. You got to get over the timeline here. You don't have much time. And a timeout is called here by Lower Marion, and apparently there is one left. Chester, with great defense, nearly got the 10-second call. And it'll be, I believe, a sideline inbound. That's got to be the last timeout. Chester must have taken one that I thought was Lower Marion's.
Right, right.
So I'm just going to assume right now this is a full timeout, so I'm going to assume one of the timeouts that was called was by Chester a full. On the scoreboard, it's a great facility, but it doesn't show the timeouts, which is understandable. Right. But I'll tell you what, here's also a key factor here, Mike. College rule has changed. When you call a timeout in the backcourt, you don't reset the 10-second clock. You know, you don't reset the backcourt violation. If you were at 8, you got 2 seconds to get it across. High school doesn't have that rule.
Right.
So they're going to have a full 10 to get it across again. But again, if my math's right, no timeouts here. A turnover does not kill Lower Marion. Because it would have to be a 3 for Chester to tie it.
Right.
They can't lose it unless something crazy with a foul happens.
Now do you think Chester, I thought they should have fouled. Do you think they tried and couldn't get the ball?
I think it was a smart thing. It was too early. At that point, try for the steal.
Well,
try for the steal, you can foul later.
Try for the steal, and then if you don't get the steal, try and get the 10 seconds.
Which they almost got.
Right.
So actually, they're going to put this inbound full court. So it's going to be another full court inbound here, this time to the left of the basket. It'll be sent in by O'Connor. Four cross look. O'Connor gets it into Payne. Payne gets fouled on an up and under fake against Smith. That'll be Smith's third. And that'll be the 10th on Chester. So two shot opportunity here for Steve Payne. One is huge. Makes it a two-possession game with 28.1 left. As the Aces cheerleaders in front of us hoping to celebrate a make.
Yep.
And they do. 11 points for the senior. 63-59. Back into the game after a long stretch was Joshua Martin. In for defense. So Martin is out there with Taylor, Forrest, Henry, and Payne, who has made both. 64-59. Quick trigger three from the left wing. Too strong, no good. Rebound on the floor by Martin. He is fouled quickly by Gilbert, and that should be his third. Still not out of the woods yet here with 22 seconds left. Two can ice it. One makes it very difficult here for Chester.
Yeah, we're kind of at very difficult. So, yeah, I would...
Josh Martin with 6 points, only two in the second half. The other four came in the first quarter early. First free throw, back of the rim, no good. So a breath of life here for Chester if they can score quickly. They've got at least two timeouts left, and they will use them because under a minute, unlike college, the clock will not stop. Second free throw, that one is good. And a substitute will come in now, 65-59, as out will go the aforementioned Martin. And in comes Henry. Quickly the other way. Skip pass, left side, three-pointer, front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Upper Marion. And a foul called here and a chance to ice it with 13.4 seconds left. Lower Marion players already looking to their fans and saying, pump it up, we got this one. The foul goes against Taylor, his fourth. at the line will be Matt O'Connor. He hasn't been there yet today. He's got 3 points on a three in the second quarter, and that one's good. And with a 7-point lead and 13 seconds left, it would take Reggie Miller against the Knicks right now to pull this one out for Chester. Second free throw, just as good. 67-59, quick three, back of the rim, no good. And who else but Forrest to pull down the rebound? 31 points, several rebounds, and a spot in the district semifinals as the Aces trump the Clippers. 67-59.
And a game that will not be easily repeated in the future. This was terrific.
And a date with Coatesville on Tuesday. Temple University, look out, because a storm is coming your way with Coatesville and Lower Marion.
Okay, we'll go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to try to get Jack Forrester over here.
67-59, our final. Back with some interviews and final stats after these words. You're listening to Playoff Basketball, high school style at DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold. Or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And we are so glad for all the listenership you have provided here on DelcoHoops.com, and we hope you enjoyed this one. We hope we did it justice. We had fun. We hope you did too. 67-59, the largest lead of the game was 8 for Lower Marion. They did it once. They did it a second time to come away with the victory, raise their record to 23-2. They will go to the semifinals on Tuesday where they will meet Coatesville, the 2-seed, a winner over Methacton tonight. That will be Tuesday, 6 o'clock, the Lea Corse Center on the campus of Temple University in the semifinals. And that also means that Lower Marion will have one of the top 4 seeds coming out of the district, right, no matter how they finish, and will reasonably be close to home if they were to lose the last two. Meanwhile, the Clippers, they fall to 19-5 on the season. And, well, it's going to depend on what happens here. Chester will host a playback game on Tuesday if Perk Valley and Methacton both lose. Now, Perkiomen Valley was in a dogfight at halftime with the top seed in Abington. Perkiomen Valley, the Vikings, the 8th seed. So that would be an upset, considering Abington is just outstanding and has been the last couple years. So, you know, stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, we're checking to see if we have any updates on any of these games.
But, again, the winner of Abington-Perk Valley gets the winner of Penridge and Norristown. That was a Penridge lead at
half. That game has gone final. Penridge wins it 51-36.
Wow, and considering when I saw Norristown against CB West, their athleticism got West. Their defense got them. I wasn't really impressed with the shooting of Norristown on that night. But as of right now, Penridge, the 4 seed, it's going according to Hoyle right now. We have the 2, the 3, and the 4 all going to the district semis, just waiting to see how the 1-8 matchup goes between Abington and Perkiomen Valley. So Norristown, Methacton, and Chester all will go into the playback to see who gets 5 through 8 and moves on in those seeds for the state playoffs. So that being the case here right now, if Perkiomen Valley wins, no, it's not going to matter either way. Well, if Abington wins, they're going to get Methacton, and Chester would get Norristown. If Perkiomen Valley loses, Chester's going to get Methacton, and Norristown's going to get Perk Valley. So, you know,
well, the
still matters.
Stay tuned at DelcoHoops.com. We'll have the brackets laid out for you from the BIAA. We were going to get an interview, but the Aces decided to go in the locker room, and all players had to be accounted for. So we couldn't get an interview for tonight, but we do have some stats. You want to give a...
You want it, Andrew? You
yeah,
want
I've got it.
Go ahead.
For Lower Merion, they were led by Jack Forrest, had 31 points and 8 rebounds. Steve Payne had pitched in with 15 points and 8 rebounds. Josh Martin came in late, played well, had 9 boards and 7 points. Matt O'Connor, 4 rebounds and 5 points, was 2 of 2 from the line. Theo Henry put in 5. Julian Hairston put in 2. And Daryl Taylor had a clutch 2 free throws late in the game to pretty much seal this one up for Lower Merion's total of 67. For the Chester Clippers, they were led by Carell Watkins with 17 and 11. Ramad Dejarnett put up 16, also had 3 boards. Michael Manman Smith had 10 points, had 5 boards, 2 on the offensive glass. Akeem Taylor had 7 and 4, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Javon Graham, 4 points, 5 boards. Rami Gilbert, 3 points and 3 boards. And Zamir Carroll had pitched in with 2 points and had 1 offensive rebound for their total of 59.
All right.
Lower Merion wins this one 67 to 59.
Lower Merion 22 of 48 shooting on the game, attempted only 6 shots in the fourth quarter, most of their points coming from the line down the stretch. Meanwhile, 23 of 57 shooting for the Clippers. They were 9 of 28 in the second half. There were 13 lead changes, 3 ties, all of them in the first half.
Mm.
As again, Lower Merion took the lead late in the first half, 39-37. It was a lead they would not relinquish. Last tie was at 33-33. So Lower Merion trying to raise the echoes of 2006, trying to raise the echoes of 2013, trying to raise the echoes of 1996, and the man who this gym was named after, Kobe Bryant, as they come away with the win today, 67-59, and will take on Coatesville, as we said, Tuesday.
All right, now,
at the Lee Corus Center.
Now check DelcoHoops.com web pages. We will decide what game we're going to cover next week. We'll obviously post all the various brackets and where we're at. We'll obviously be posting all sorts of articles from all these games, so you can read all about them in one easy spot to find them. And we'll be back sometime next week, but we will announce it sometime over the weekend. Check back with us, and we'll be back on the air next week for the next playoff game.
And, of course, you can also check them on Twitter at Delco Hoops, D-E-L-C-O Hoops, as well as DelcoHoops.com. Mike, thanks for giving me a call. I'm glad you didn't lose my number, buddy.
Glad you said yes, and glad you came down. It was a great call. It was a great game to call. It was exciting. I mean, you know, we've only been on the air for an hour and 14 minutes. And it feels like 2.5 hours because there was so much running back and forth. But that was great.
Well, I guess there's a silver lining to being hurt and missing a season after all.
There you go. So, final score. Lower Merion pulls this one out, 67 to Chester 59. It was, in fact, closer than that score happens to show. So we'll be back next week. Unknown spot, unknown teams, but we'll be back on the air next week. Stay tuned.
Unknown play-by-play guy, but for tonight, glad to be with you. Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, I am Daryl Dobbs. Congratulations, Lower Merion, the 67-59 winner. You're off to the semis against Coatesville on Tuesday. You've been listening to it all right here at DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.